Hello, everyone. A very warm welcome to my weekly update. And as you can see, I am live at Devon County Show. It's absolutely wonderful to be here. An enormous amount of sheep. Sadly, cattle numbers down just a bit. Huge challenges with bovine TB, but a lot of members and a fantastic day. I guess this week, the number one thing to report back to you was on the Farm to Fork Food Security Summit hosted by the Prime Minister at number 10 Downing Street. And it's fair to say this was a landmark moment. There are a lot of things that we have got over the line, a commitment to next year's seasonal workers scheme that there will be one, 45,000 with a 10,000 uplift. We've also got commitment on the role of the grocery code adjudicator remaining independent. That was due to be merged potentially with the CMA. Really importantly, that there is going to be an investigation into the poultry side of things on the egg side. I also feel nervous about the meat side, and I have pressed that with Mark Spencer today that he should be looking at an investigation there, and for our growers too. We face rationing of salads, obviously a billion less eggs last year. And I had 10 minutes on my own with the Prime Minister where I was able to talk through the challenges in the poultry egg sector, the fact that we have got so many less eggs than we had, that the medical advice is buy British Lion Mark eggs. He was really visibly shocked that we had a billion less eggs last year. And I was also able to thank him for his commitments on trade. Look, it is a very, very different agenda under his leadership on trade. The Trans-Pacific deal being a case in point that I've told you about before, but another 5 agricultural attachés to join the ones previously. So that will really up our capability globally to open up these new markets. And a cast iron agreement in black and white that we will not now, not ever be importing hormone treated beef and chlorine washed chicken. You remember that campaign that we led, a million people supporting it and saying exactly those words. You never get everything that you want, but I do feel it was substantive. And most importantly of all, it sets the bar that much higher for other parties that food security has to be taken seriously. And we remain absolutely committed to working with all of them so that you have profitable, thriving businesses going forwards. So as ever, a whirlwind trip through. Wherever you are, please do take care. Many thanks.